to go after her. You waited too long, guys. You waited too long, Susie Wiles, Chris Lascivia. Get Corey Lewandowski in there and shake things up while you still have a chance. I'm not sure you still have a chance. We're losing. We're losing the race. We're losing the presidency. And I said a long time ago, Trump will be the last GOP president in our lifetime. And I meant it.
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
Eric Bolling, the former Fox News anchor who left in 2017 after allegations he'd sent lewd text messages to female colleagues, which he has denied. Eric Bolling, who moved to Newsmax to then leave after only 3 years. Eric Bolling, who did TV appearances like this.
Create a wedge. It's ignorant and it's just disrespectful.
That's disgusting. I'm done. Put me off. That's disgusting. I am nowhere anything you're painting me to be. And the problem with American politics is exactly that. Because I'm white, you think I'm racist? That's BS.
Okay.
I'm done.
Eric, will you just stay for this question? So the question we've got, Aisha, is stay for one question, Eric. Let me put this to you because
I don't know why I'm staying here. I don't know why. Let me put to you the question that Mitch McConnell was saying.
So it's safe to say that Eric Bolling is a staunch MAGA supporter. So it should come as a red flag to Trump and MAGA when Eric Bolling gets in front of the camera and says this.
Well, here's some tough love, folks. Hate to do it to you, but here's what's happening. And I warned you. I warned them. I warned Trump. I warned their senior advisors that this was going to happen. If you waited till after the DNC, which was the plan, Trump even said that when asked at a press conference at Mar-a-Lago, he said, we're going to let the honeymoon go, and then we're going to wait till after the DNC to go after her. You waited too long, guys. You waited too long, Susie Wiles, Chris Lascivia. Get Corey Lewandowski in there and shake things up while you still have a chance. I'm not sure you still have a chance. We're losing. We're losing the race. We're losing the presidency. And I said a long time ago, Trump will be the last GOP president in our lifetime. And I meant it.
Correction. Trump will be the last radical GOP president of our lifetime. I believe after Trump, the Republican Party will slowly go back to what they used to be, conservative and stable.
I said it when he was president. When he lost, I said he will be the last GOP president in our lifetime, meaning if he won again, that was it, because look what has happened. The left, the Democrats, have taken a horrendous candidate, someone with no policy ideas, only failures under her belt, and they've redefined her. Look at this. This is the ratings, not even including last night, the final night of the DNC, which they crushed it. Now, if you look, here's Fox News right here, and here is MSNBC. MSNBC is beating Fox News. Beating Fox. That's unheard of. And look at over here. Very quickly, I'll show you Newsmax. Newsmax is just not even existent. You see Newsmax right over here? That's Newsmax. They're sliding every week. Newsmax is down 5 weeks in a row. Maybe six.
What is it with Trump and MAGA always concerned about crowd size and TV ratings? They're all fixated on it. Why aren't they concerned about what Americans want and need from a president?
Since I left, they're still not able to grab an audience. So no one's watching Newsmax. Fox is now getting beat by MSNBC. Now, I know it's the DNC, but Fox is way bigger than MSNBC. They should never be being beat that way. So the enthusiasm level on the left right now is overwhelming. You know what else they're doing? Have you seen this? They're trying to redefine the Democrat Party. They're trying to say that the Democrats are the patriots, the party that's worried about the country. They're wearing camo hats with Kamala Harris's name on it. Camouflage, that's ours. She was flanked in her speech last night by two American flags. There's no pride flag there. They're redefining it. They're going after our independent voters, the people who are leaning right, who want to vote right to save the country, but are starting to like what they're about. They're letting them redefine Kamala Harris and redefine the party. We waited too long.
So, do you think Trump will listen to this hardcore MAGA supporter? Do you think Trump's campaign will listen? Did they take notes? Only time will tell. We'll be able to determine this by Trump's upcoming rallies. My guess is Trump doesn't take advice from anyone. If anyone tells him what he doesn't like to hear, he fires them. Like many have said and will continue to say, Trump is his own worst enemy. And that helps Democrats.
It's a crazy world, but we fly. With every turn, we're so